Yeah, we had people from all over the country onto us, from the FAI, from all different sports actually, and actually people all over Europe were onto us, people that we'd know. It was actually an incredible occasion, experience, opportunity for players, and there was some result. I mean, everybody in Cork, anytime we pass anybody, they mention about the game. So it's really put underage soccer in Ireland really on the map now. So it's an unbelievable achievement.
And the result doesn't even tell the story of the game, because it was a game we dominated and probably should have won by more than one goal.
Yeah, I mean, the first half we came in at half time, we were very disappointed that we weren't ahead. The momentum we had from the start right up to the half time, we were probably should have been two or three up. But we didn't take our chances, and the game, obviously, second half, we took our chance just after half time. And obviously, we tired. It was a difference of professional versus.
Yeah.
Professional versus amateur. And I mean, our lads gave absolutely everything. The lads nearly needed to be carried off the pitch at the end of the game. And I mean, it took 4 or 5 days to recover. We had a session the following day in the hydro pool, and we didn't train for 3 or 4 days. The lads were still in bits over it. So, I mean, they gave absolutely everything. And I mean, the crowd for us, they got us through in two parts. One, the first half, when the momentum was going well, they motivated us to keep going. The crowd, I think Helsinki got an awful shock of the intensity of our crowd and how much support we had. Then the second half, when we actually started to struggle and we were under pressure, the crowd really got behind us, and that was a huge thing. It's huge to keep the lads going, and especially the last 5-10 minutes when the lads were going down with cramp and stuff like that, it was really helpful.
And you need the crowd again on Wednesday night, because a massive, massive tie now against Roma.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd is huge. It's people don't realise when you're in the crowd, and I've been in the crowd many times for big games, but you don't realise how much it means to the players, and getting a big support and the crowd cheering you on and stuff like that, especially when things are going against you, it's a huge help. So, I mean, Wednesday night will be huge. If we can get a huge crowd, which I expect, talking to people, I was down in West Cork yesterday, and they're bringing busloads up, and the Cork Super League have putting out the clubs again, like, and everybody's getting behind us. On people from UCC yesterday, they were promoting it everywhere. So, I mean, look, our club is doing a fortune of work as well. There's a video gone out of our experience in the first from the first leg, our first round. Everybody's behind it. Where there's a lot of work being done, and a lot of the social medias and a lot of the media groups are getting behind it and supporting us.
No, you were supposed to be away in the first leg, which you swapped, was it?
That was just organised between the clubs. That was kind of organised a while back. But we don't mind. Whichever, playing home or away first. I mean, it'd be great to play such a big European team like Roma, and bring them to Turner's Cross will be an unbelievable occasion.
And were you able to watch them? Were you able to see much about them? Maybe see much video of them?
Yeah, we have. We've seen a lot of them. We got a video of their last game again, Apollon Nicosia. They played last Friday night, and they won the cup against Inter Milan, beat Inter Milan 4-0. So we're under no illusions of how good they are. We know they're going to be very strong. They're Italian champions. They've beaten the likes of Juventus, Milan, the two Milans, on their way to that and winning the cup again this year. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a tough game for us, but we're confident in it.
Do you have any injuries or knocks or anything heading into the game?
Obviously, Patrick Crowley picked up a knock towards the end of the last game.
Oh, is he actually? That looked a nasty.
Yeah, it was a hairline fracture in his leg.
That was just sheer adrenaline, I think, wasn't it, coming on? And
yeah, he came on and it was a 50-50 tackle, and I think Patrick got the ball, and I think your man was just a tiny bit late. It was just a 50-50, and he caught him in the leg, and I mean, Patrick came on and did very well for that time he was on, and it was, to come into a game like that, it is always difficult. And we spoke to the subs, and lads coming into to games like that, you have to just match intensity straight away. It's not a matter of that you can take your time, get into them kind of games, and that's where we need the squad, and we showed that day.
Chidozie Ogbeni scoring twice for the seniors against Wexford last week. Is he available, or is he going to be with John for the cup?
No, Chidozie will be available. Yeah, I mean, Wexford last Friday, Chidozie scoring two, Conor McCarthy, our centre-back, who's underage again next year, scoring a goal. Keane Coleman coming on at half-time, doing very well. Keane and Chidozie played against Bray as well. So, I mean, things are going very well, and these lads now are, you know, they're playing Youth League, and people are seeing how good they are, and now they're getting opportunities with the first team, is what it's all about. We want these players to progress on, and with Chidozie and Keane going overage next year, it's great that they're getting opportunities now to show John how good they are. And Chidozie scoring two, scoring against a couple of weeks ago as well up in the Galway, just shows how well he's doing. I mean, Chidozie is one player that probably wouldn't have been kind of on Cork squads and emerged talent squads growing up, and it's a fella that's kind of developed late. And look, there's players out there like that. There's players that mightn't have made it at 12, 13, 14, but they get opportunities at 16, 17, 18, and they can take their chances. So it just shows that if you don't make it at a young age, it's not the end.
Are you expecting Roma to be quite a few levels above Helsinki, or will they be of similar standard, do you think?
You'd expect them, like Helsinki were very strong. We thought that they were a very, very good footballing team and played out from the back every time. And they actually, for us, they actually changed the way they played in the second leg compared to the first leg, which was great to see. That shows that they were obviously worried about us in the second leg. Roma has some very good players. They have a centre forward there that they're talking about being the next big thing. Mm-hmm. Scoring a lot of goals, scored 5 or 6 goals in the last round, and he's still only 17. So, it's a different level. But beating Helsinki was a huge success in itself, because like, they're a professional team. They're one of they're a European team that have played inside in the Champions League a number of times. So for us even to play against them and to beat them was a huge for the lads.
And Roma coming over here with that Cork intensity, the big crowd behind your side as well, it could be a bit of a shock to the system for them.
It'd be interesting to see what they're going to expect. I can't see they have a lot of work done on us. I'd say Helsinki at the start probably underestimated us. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of approach Roma will take with us. Obviously they played last Friday in the cup final and they have another game next weekend, so it'll be interesting. Like, obviously when they see that we beat Helsinki, they will respect us, I have no doubt. And I think, and by all accounts, they had somebody over as well from Roma watching the game. So I expect that they'll know that it'll be in for a tough game, and our lads are really looking forward to it. They've been training very well the last 2 weeks, training again now later on, and I mean everybody's really looking forward to the game.
And that includes me. I cannot wait for Wednesday night. Stephen, very best of luck against Roma, and we'll talk to you very, very soon.
Thank you very much.